A retired two-star general wants to run for the U.S. House against first-term Democratic Congressman Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th Congressional District. Tony German is the former Adjutant General of the New York National Guard and spent 36 years in the military. Fellow Republican John Faso, who spent one term representing the district, declined to seek a rematch against Delgado in 2020. I spoke with German about why he decided to run. Tony German is an Oneonta resident who retired in January.
One of the things that became abundantly clear after, you know, a bit of detox in the first couple of months was that it just seemed like we're dysfunctional on the government side of things, you know, both sides. It just seems like there's just a lot of dysfunction. One of the things about being in the military is that, you know, we never really ask what your party affiliation is. We just we have a task that we have to do and mission that we have to do, and it takes everybody to do it. And I really think that that's where we're at currently in our state of politics. We have to get people in office that can work together to solve some big problems. You know, and as I thought about my military training, as I thought about the things that make the military successful, it's a lot of the things that work in the 19th Congressional District.
German says he took the initiative to launch a campaign.
I started to talk to a bunch of people around all the different counties because there's a diverse group of counties. They're each very interesting. I've lived in three of them for most of my adult life, Otsego, Schoharie, and Delaware County. I've gone to school here. I know the people, and we live in a great district where it's, you know, a hardworking class of people that expect their government to get things done to make their lives better.
German describes why he thinks he's qualified to hold a House seat.
You know, when you take a look at things, a piece of paper says one thing. You know, a resume says one thing. I've held a lot of different jobs. My last job, I was in charge of 20,000 people. I had a $460 million operating budget. I had, you know, people deployed in war zones all over the place. I was in charge of security for the state of New York, working with the governor and his people. And so I've had the ability to learn things and at the state level, working at the federal level with our congressmen and senators, and working at the international level with the militaries in Israel, South Africa, and Brazil, and a host of others. And it's just, you know, I just feel like the education that I've been given and the opportunity I've been given and the great country that we live in allows us to go forward and try and do some of those things that maybe we didn't think were possible. If you'd asked me, you know, 5 years ago, you know, hey, you're going to run for Congress when you're done, I said, what?
Democratic Congressman Antonio Delgado was asked by WAMC's Alan Shartok on the Congressional Corner about German's entrance into the race.
So much, unfortunately, of our politics has been reduced to campaigning. And that is a unfortunate effect of the amount of money that influences our system. We've got to change that dynamic. But I'm going to be laser-like focused on governing, continuing to govern, continuing to legislate, continuing to be accountable to my constituents, and focusing on anything beyond that, to me, is a disservice to the folks that I'm here to serve.
Again, German.
My goal is to just have a very fair issues fought campaign. I mean, just how are we going to fix the issues that affect the people of our district?
German says he's working to put together a plan for what would be his top priority.
I mean, for me, it's the healthcare piece. All right. And it's how do we reduce cost? How do we take and reduce drug costs, reduce malpractice insurance stuff, reduce those things, yet give people a real choice for having health care? You know, I'm just not a big fan of a government plan. You know, when the Democrat plan came out, it took some things away from people. When the Republican plan came out, they couldn't even get it passed. There has to be a way. We've got smart people in this country that can come up with all kinds of solutions to complex problems, that healthcare we should be able to crack and be able to give it so that every person can have it, get the coverage that they choose. You know, just like when you go for your car insurance, you can just choose what type of deductible you want, what type of collision you want, all the different things. We've got to be able to do something with healthcare the same way.
And he says there's a need to address border security.
It's not just about immigration and those things. It's about drug trafficking and sex trafficking and all the other bad things that come across the border. And it's not just about the southern border. New York has a huge border. The northern border is maybe even more porous than the southern border, and bad things come across.
As for foreign policy,
you know, for a while it's been, you know, the big five. It's Iran, it's Korea, it's Russia, China, it's the cyber peace and things. But for me, I think the one that sometimes gets not played out is one that Admiral Mullen, when he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, came up with, and that's our debt. You know, our debt becomes a real problem when it comes to national security.
German, who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, does not believe there are grounds for the president to be impeached.
The thing about government across the board is we can investigate things to death. And, you know, every time if we don't like the answer, we try and come up with another one. So, but to me, I just don't see it. And I would say, let's move on and let's tackle health care. Let's tackle security. Let's tackle some of those other things, infrastructure. I mean, there's 1,000 things that need help.
German says there are policies that have benefited the 19th district.
As far as the president goes, I think you have to look at the policies that he's tried to put in and not the personality. Okay? It's easy not to sometimes like someone's personality. But if you can get by that and you take a look at the policy, see what's worked. The things that he has done on trade and some of the other things have worked out good for America. And I think there are some, you know, the economy has been relatively good.
German says to have a shot at the seat, he will tour the district town by town. And he's getting an early start to gain recognition and log a lot of miles in the swing district that spans 11 counties.
And so the way that I win is I take and I'll be in the district every day. I'm going to talk to a ton of people and I'm going to learn an awful lot.
In 2018, Delgado garnered around 51% of the vote to Faso's about 46%, with a spread of some 15,000 votes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.